What's up, man? All right, guys, today is going to be a very, very quick video for two reasons. Reason number one is that, as you guys know, some short sale the other day tried to knife me, and obviously he failed, and I'm taking an Uber from Mixi Mall to 70th Street rather than walking now. It's only like $1.50. It's like 5 pesos, so that's nothing really. So that's number one reason I'm doing this video, is to let you guys know that I'm alive and well still. Number two is that, what was number two? Oh yeah, I'm trying something new with the MGTOW TV. Instead of recording a video and then uploading it, I'm actually uploading, well, not uploading, I'm actually, when you go to the upload page on MGTOW TV, you have on your mobile device, you have an option of either uploading a file, which is a video, or you can shoot a video and then upload it when you hit the stop button, which I'm going to do in a couple of minutes. So today's quick video, guys, is Colombian shawarma sucks. So I had, as you guys know, I own a shawarma restaurant here in Colombia, and everybody loves our shawarma. They also love our shawarma in America as well. And so I decided to go, well, I go to a 70th or a 70th Street every day. And I decided to try out all the shawarma vendors over there, because a lot of shawarma is coming in from Venezuelans. A lot of Venezuelans, you know, either they can't legally get to work in Colombia, or nobody wants to hire them because they look down on Venezuelans. So what a lot of Venezuelans do who come into Colombia, you know, the women become prostitutes, like TFM said. The men, they, you know, do restaurants and things like that, you know, off the book activities. So a lot of these guys are bringing in shawarma with them. And quite frankly, their shawarma sucks. Now, it wasn't bad as in, you know, I'm going to throw this in the garbage can bad. Don't get me wrong. It was unflavorful, okay? It had no seasoning. No flavorful. I pay 25 pesos for a shawarma and and fries. They wanted to charge me another 5 pesos for a drink. Now, when you're selling off a cart in the middle of the street, you know, you don't get to charge maximal prices, okay? I can charge you 20 pesos for a shawarma and 10 pesos for a combo, which is a drink and fries. I can do that at Mixi Mall, yeah, in a classy place, in a restaurant, you know, in a real company. But some dude with a cart on the side of a road, you know, kind of like the Mexicans in LA who have those food carts, yeah, you don't get to charge mall luxury, not, well, upscale mall prices. You don't get to do that, bro. So their shawarma, size wise bread wise is comparable to ours, but the taste, it wasn't there at all, guys. I mean, and I've had shawarma in Colombia before. I never was impressed by any shawarma I've had here in Colombia, because again, most shawarma done here in Colombia is done either by one of two things. Either they're done by Venezuelans who got it from the Arab people who lived in Venezuela, or they're Colombians trying to cash in on the shawarma trend that's going up, and they're both failing. The Arab people, the people who really know how to do shawarma, they either open, you know, one restaurant and they stick with that, or they, for some reason, Arabs don't expand here. Like, I'm already talking second branch right now in Colombia, you know. My restaurant, thanks to you guys, did almost 400 pesos today. That's almost $100. I know some of you guys are thinking, whoa, Omar, your restaurant was open for 10 hours and it only did $100. Well, by Colombian standards, especially for a restaurant that was making like $15 a week ago, yeah, that's good. We're becoming more popular, guys, okay? So, like I said, I wanted to make this video rather quick, not just to say Colombian shawarma sucks, you know, that's not the whole point of the video. But again, I'm alive and well after the short sale tried to attack me with the knife. And I'm just testing out something new with MGTOW TV. That way, instead of saving the file and then uploading it later on, I can just hit stop and it will upload automatically to MGTOW TV. If everything goes well, guys, this video should probably... It's what time is it here in Colombia? It's 2:23 in Colombia in the morning. I'll probably release it by 3 o'clock Colombia time, maybe before 3 o'clock. So by 4 o'clock Florida time, you guys should see this video. In fact, I'm going to show you the computer right now. See? 2:24 Colombia time, May 27th. So hopefully you guys should see this by 3 o'clock Colombia time or by 4 o'clock Florida time. And yeah, guys, ever since I hired the Colombian dude, we actually been doing rather well, you know. So tomorrow is my last day in Colombia. I gotta go back to America because number one, I have medical treatments for my injuries, which is my back. I gotta go there, you know, for A, medical treatment, and B, so the insurance can cover lost wages and all that bullshit. I'm gonna be back here in about not even 2 more weeks, like in less than 2 more weeks. I'm gonna be back here in Colombia. I'm also gonna take the food truck. I might hire somebody to work on the food truck. Go out to an event, make a couple hundred dollars, you know. That way, when I come back to Colombia, I have a little bit more money for what we need. Like I said, first order of business, we needed marketing supplies, which thanks to you guys, we got. We got those stickers that we were able to put outside of the restaurant. So people who knew what shawarma was, they were coming to us. Oh, so... Other than the shawarma, other than the stickers for marketing, what I really need is two things. I need a freezer and I need shelves to put the products in the shelf. I need a freezer because we want to deep freeze our chicken. Because when you have one guy working at the restaurant, you don't want him running to Euromarket downstairs, buying chicken, coming back up and cooking it while customers are waiting. So what I want to do, I want to buy a shitload of chicken, prepare it tomorrow, put it in the freezer, have enough to last, you know, 2 weeks until I come back or until we get another person to work at the restaurant. We are anticipating getting another person to work at the restaurant in about a week, early June. She's going to be available to work. She's an administrator at one of the other restaurants by us at Meximal. They changed management, so she's her contract is up, and she's probably going to end up working with us as an administrator and cook. You know, she knows what she's doing, and like I said in past videos, Colombian women tend to be a little bit more competent than Colombian men, go figure, right? Then again, 70% of Colombian men are gay, so go figure again, you know? So, for one person to be running the restaurant all on their own, I'd much rather go out tomorrow, buy a shitload of chicken, put it in a deep freezer, have enough to last him for about 10 days, and at the same time, get a shelving system. Pretty much just, you know how you look at a restaurant, they got all these racks where they got spices, shit like that, you know, pizza boxes. Yeah, I want one of those.